As their time in Morocco came to an end, the verdict over the latest leg of the journey amongst convoy members was mixed. Some remained disappointed over the cancellation of the major rallies that were due in the cities of Casablanca and Rabat, and the fact that the convoy got very few chances to interact with the wider public. But others welcomed the hospitality laid out by the Moroccan government, and say the police provided a huge amount of support to the convoy as it traversed the kingdom's highways.
The whole Moroccan government has been looking after us very well, and we're very much satisfied from what they've provided with hotels and especially the police convoy.
And on Friday night, the convoy snaked towards the border with Algeria in a mile and a half long column, with the Moroccan people once again lining the streets to show their support and bid it farewell. In the morning, the drivers were prepared for the next leg of the journey. We are here with the convoy as it waits to cross the Moroccan-Algerian border. The governments have made a special exception in this case, as no traffic has passed through here since 1994 due to a diplomatic standoff. Even previous efforts by the US government have failed to reconcile the two. There was no doubt a sense of uncertainty over whether the promise to let the aid convoy through would materialize, but it did. And history was made as the first vehicles crossed the border in 15 years, to the cries of joy from the Algerian public. Despite the efforts of the Algerian police to restrain onlookers, they flooded past the security forces, and there were tearful scenes as the convoy volunteers and Algerians were united in a common cause.
When we crossed the border, we didn't expect what happened. I mean, the public was amazing. They just ran through the police, which I couldn't believe that they actually did. Chanting, screaming, waving flags. Some people were in tears. They obviously know what we're here for. And they were totally supportive as well, which was amazing for us to see as well. And it actually opens our hearts more as well and makes us feel like, you know, we are really welcomed in Algeria. Because I didn't know, you know, what's going to happen when we cross this border.
The mission is being considered a success so far. The convoy now has to make it through the vast expanses of Algeria, Tunisia and Egypt before it attempts to cross the Rafah border into the Gaza Strip. And today it came one step closer to that objective. Hassan